Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody in the house. Yes, Lovely is home. And guess what? I got guests. Yes, I do. But before we get into everything about our guests and getting everything together, I want you guys to get ready. You know why? Because the experience starts right now. Welcome to a jazzy afternoon with Lovely. I am so excited this evening because I have a big icon in the building, one that I looked up to from the audience, but never knew he knew that I was watching him. See, you never know who's watching, so you must always do it out of love. And he definitely does this thing out of love. If you know, like I know, when I bring this guy in, you're going to be like, oh yeah, he sure does. You're going to totally agree that what I'm saying is to be true. The way he takes his fingers across that bass and the way his group collabs together and make this offset of blues, funk, jazz, all in one beat. Look, how about I don't tell you about it? How about I just show you? We'll be right back. I told you. The way he goes across his fingers and just take it across the board is just phenomenal. So Mr. Warren Orr is this gentleman that I speak so highly of. So he'll be with us in a moment. But just to give you a little history of this guy's been here, there, and everywhere, known from continent to continent, state to state. And he goes around beating on this. Disco, the bass ain't never sound so good. And as he says, I am the bass, the one that stands up straight. So as we wait for Mr. Warren to come back through on the office, on the offset, we're going to go ahead and just give him a moment to get together. And once he does get together, we will start the experience with him. But while we keep the flow going, we're going to go ahead and just go and fill on another one of our entertainers as we await for Mr. Warren to come into the building, shall we? So listen, we're streaming on all our live platforms right now. You can go to tkbsdsproductions.com. Right under the icon that says live at the top, drop down to program. It will bring you right into the experience. Or if you're listening to us on our YouTube stations, hello everybody on our YouTube stations. How are you today? Yes, we have a jazzy moment. And guess what? Lovely have guests. So if you want to listen in through there, we are there right now as well. Or if you come in after the show, you know you can always listen to us on all of our musical outlets. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, any of those musical platforms that you find as your favorite, you can find the experience there too. So again, we have Warren in the house, guys. And as he comes in, I believe he's in right now.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Warren. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. And you looking all fab in there.
Well, thank you. I'm just feeling good, baby. Just feeling good.
That's right. Y'all hear that jazz cat talking about, right? Y'all hear it. It's in his blood, y'all. You can hear it. It's like, you know how you go in the country and you hear that country accent?
Well, yeah.
Did you hear the jazz accent?
Yeah, dig it. You know, it's my life. It's who I am.
Yes, yes. And so I can tell and so I can hear. And can you tell the audience again, what is the name of that lovely band of yours? I believe he froze on us, y'all. Just give him a moment. So while he comes back in, we'll just go on here through. We'll just give him a minute to go ahead and get it together. We'll be right back, y'all.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, then something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Gonna be a lovely day. and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And a lovely day it is, with a lovely jazz phenomenal icon in the building. Mr. Warren is back. So again, how are you doing today, Warren, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Good. So I understand you're on your way to a gig right now. So we're going to go ahead and try to get as much as we can. So I'm going to squeeze this lemon for you today and make some lemonade. We're going to have lemonade while you tell us about Mr. Warren Orr.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't really like to talk about myself so much, but all I can say is I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to do what I love and love what I do, which is music. And even though I got started what would be considered late in life, it's living proof that it's never too late, and that if you really want to do something, you go after it with a gusto, with a passion, and don't let anything stop you. And something I always tell people is, don't listen. They say, well, what do you mean by that? Because you're gonna have a lot of people say, oh man, you can't do that. Don't, what are you, crazy, man? Be for real. See, if I'd have listened to all of that, I wouldn't be playing the bass right now. And so I didn't listen. What I did, I listened to my heart, and my heart said, man, do this. This is what you were born for. This is what you're supposed to do. And it's been over 30 years, almost 40 years, and it still feels fresh. It still feels new. It's like a good relationship. You know, when you're in a good relationship, it's always fresh. It's always new. And you think of new things to do to keep it new. And so me and my bass, we've been at it for a while, and we keep thinking of new things to do. And I'm just having a good time. So I encourage everybody, whether it's music, drawing, whether you want to be a teacher, artist, broadcaster, whatever you want to do, if you really want to do it, then do it. Because the only person that you can fault is yourself if you don't do it.
That is true. That is so true. Yes. You said something phenomenal, you know. You said when they tell you no, don't listen.
That's right.
Like you have the bass. Now, you know, we have the musical connection that you and I can kind of relate to. And the difference was orchestra versus band. Mm-hmm. Everyone got excited when the band came. I know I did. And then you had the orchestra that put us to sleep. Sometimes But you took the prettiest, biggest instrument and put it smack dab in the middle and said, I'm going to do this. And you've done it for how many years?
At least 40 years, probably. At least 40 years, if not more. But I just rounded out at 40. But you know, I got into it totally through the back door. It's nothing that I planned to do as a child or anything like that. You know, I had just gotten out of prison, and I was 25 years old, and I met this musician who kind of challenged me, and I got my baby. She's sitting right next to me right now, and it's been just a beautiful ride ever since. Beautiful, beautiful, life-saving, even life-saving, because I don't know what I'd be doing if I wasn't playing the bass. I'd probably be dead by now. But you know, the bass truly saved my life, you know, because it put me in another focus, put me in another zone, and it changed my value system of what I felt was important in life. And it's just beautiful. And I still can't believe I'm doing it after all these years. And so I thank the Creator immensely for at least giving me the sense to pursue it. And it just knocks me out. Really knocks me out.
When you sit back and you think about where you could have been had it not been for the goodness of, it does make you sit back and just take your breath away, because you can never imagine it. That's why I like that one scripture where he says, "Your thoughts are my, not my thoughts, and your time is not my time." Because you know, you think this is what I'm supposed to be in. Like, who knows? This age, I would still be doing this like I'm a kid or teenager. And yeah, you're doing better than the kids and teenagers. You hopping around, moving around with the big bass. And the glide across that. Oh my goodness. When I watched the video, I had to keep flowing it. And then I put it on another screen to blow it up. Mm. Just so I could see your fingers. And like, if anyone knows about the anything about the instrument of the strings, there's a lot of plucking going on. But the way he got that pluck thing going, it's like you got a science thing with that finger thing going, like, how did you pick up how to learn to do that thing to the point? Because I know when we used to play the strings, the most thing that used to hurt us was our fingertips. We always was plucking, you know, either plucking or, you know, mine was the violin. Well,
you develop blisters and calluses. I mean, and for want of a better word, it's a painful process, so to speak. I mean, relatively speaking, but it helps you determine on whether you're going to do this or not. Because some people, they'll get the blisters and stuff, and they'll be like, nah, I ain't trying to do this. But, you know, no pain, no gain. And so, you know, despite the blisters, despite all of that, I kept playing. And so eventually you keep playing until the blisters turn into calluses. And then you don't feel anything. You know, your hands are like bricks. And because these are steel strings that I'm using. And, you know, if you rub steel against flesh, you know what's going to give in. The flesh is going to give in. But again, it depends on how bad you want to do this. Do you really want to do it, or you just want to talk about it? You just want to front? Or do you really want to do it? Because you got to pay some dues if you do. And
you're telling so much without people even knowing what you're saying. It's like you're giving a life lesson as well. It's talking about your musical lesson. Because when you think about the life lessons, you've said so much right there. You spoke about the dream. You spoke about wanting to do something. But then now you're talking about the pain that comes with trying to do, wanting to do what it is you want to do. And it leads you to the perspective of, okay, what are you willing to sacrifice to do it? Whether it's relationship, it's music, what your life, a job, anything. The pain that you're going to go through. And it's just amazing how people don't understand the music part of life and how the two intertwine. Do you agree?
Yes. And I agree totally, because that connection is so strong and vital. And it does deal with goes way beyond music. It does deal with your life in general. How do you comport yourself? How do you stand tall? How do you deal with issues? How do you deal with problems? Do you just back up, or do you deal with it? And that doesn't always mean you're going to solve them, but at least you deal with them. You represent. And see, as a man, I find that, you know, very important. Not that women shouldn't, but I just feel strongly as a man. You know, I have 6 grandsons and 2 great-granddaughters and 2 sons, and they all look at me, you know, because I got to represent. I can't be acting like no lame, or, you know, I got to represent. And so no matter what it is, whether it's blisters on your fingers or blisters on your life, baby, you got to represent, you know? And it feels good when you do. It feels real good.
It does. It does. When you get the finished product. But it's not even a finished product. It's when you're in the middle of the journey getting to your destiny.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, because there's a saying that I came up with called, it feels so good just getting there. So, you know, you don't have to be there to get the good feelings. You can feel good as you're getting there. And sometimes that's like, that makes me want to take longer to get there, because it's feeling so good just getting there.
Right. So. It's like, I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end. It just feels so
that's
good.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And, you know, some people can apply that, and I don't want y'all being bad tonight. Don't y'all apply that. Y'all know we write about it.
Dig that. You know, they can interpret that a few ways, you know.
Yes, yes.
But it's true. It's life. It's life. You know?
I keep telling everybody the messages in the music, but did you get caught up in the beat? That's what I want to know. Talking about getting caught up in the beat. You have been beating with this group. Can you tell us about this group of yours?
Which group is that? You mean Arpeggio?
Yes.
Well, I've been fortunate to be working with some beautiful people in terms of similar commitments, similar spirits. Like we're sort of like a renegade group, you know, because we didn't necessarily come up to, you know, from little children playing and all. You know, most of the cats in the group, you know, we've had some tough times in life. You know, we've done some things that, you know, we had to pay for. And we've lived some tough times. And fortunately, you know, we got the music. And the music just said, listen, I'm with you now, so work with me. And so as a result, all of us have the same sense of commitment to the music and the same sense of desire to do this no matter what. And because of that, it's really taken us on. I mean, we've traveled to many countries around the world, and we've done things and played places where people thought we couldn't do it. And I produce as well, so when I was first approached about doing something in West Oak Lane, and I and at the West Oak Lane Jazz Festival, people were like, again, no, you can't do that, man. How you going to do that? No, 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 no. And like I said, don't listen. I didn't listen. And the next thing you know, we had a big stage out there with Tina Marie and the Whispers and Benny Golson and everybody else. We did it for 8 years. So it's a matter of believing in yourself enough, believing, of course, in the creator, but also just willing to pursue. You say you want to see so many people talk trash. I'm just going to say it. So many people, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, blah, 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 blah. And as soon as something happens, oh, man, you got to be willing to fight for it if you really want it. And fight for it. Fight for it. It's worth it. I can't say that enough. It's worth it. I'm on my way to a gig now. And, you know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, I'm sitting in the penitentiary. Who would have known that I'd be driving with a bass in my car and I'm getting ready to go and play in one of the hippest jazz clubs in Philadelphia South. You know what I mean? So you never know what your life will be, but you just can't give up. You cannot give up on yourself. You cannot not give up.
Now see, had I known you was at South. So if anyone knows about Lovely, you all know that she has this phrase called a flag on the field. And ain't nobody told me he was going to be at South tonight, but they did tell me he was going to be at Jazz on the Pipe. Had I known he was going to be at South tonight, because y'all know how I love my turkey wings from South, I would have had our interview side by side tonight.
Oh, man. I wish I had said something.
Me and South would have said like that. And South would allow me to come in and be a part of the experience. Like, I could have had a double pleasure, you know, been with you tonight and be with you on Thursday night. That would have been a great thing to do, especially with my turkey wings.
I can dig it.
You tell the manager, LaShonda, that Shauna said she's coming for her turkey wings and watch she fall out.
All right.
Because you can go many places. And it's almost like Cheers. When they know your name, that must mean you left some type of an impression. And I'm glad it's a good one versus a bad one. But talk about impressions. Can we step out of the state for a minute? I remember talking to you and you told me about your experience in North Korea. So can you talk about it?
Well, the experience was, you know, when you bring music to any place, it creates a communication that goes beyond the language, goes beyond politics, goes beyond your own personal ideologies. Music just breaks down all of those barriers and just says, look, just feel me. Feel me. And, you know, in North Korea, they started feeling what the music was saying. And they started hearing it. And, you know, next thing you know, people were who, you know, those we are supposed to be mortal enemies with North Korea.
Right.
But you'd have never known it. You'd have never known it if you were in that concert hall. You'd have never known it. People are, you know, just talking with interpreters, without interpreters. You know, when we went to Switzerland, this country, the city Bern, Switzerland. Now, I was with somebody who spoke no English. I spoke none of her language, which is kind of a cross between French and German. But we hung out all day and had a ball, you know? So the music breaks down all of that stuff. And so in North Korea, not only did it break down the language barrier, but it also broke down the political and ideological barriers that exist. And for that brief time, we were truly all together, truly all together. And it was a beautiful feeling, beautiful.
I remember as we were speaking, you were telling me about the way that you was talking, the harshness, and you was like, what?
Oh yeah, that was in Germany, yeah, in Germany. Yeah, they were, you know, it's just the one thing you learn when you're traveling. You know, we're all different. We all have different things. And the languages are very different. Some languages are like soft, and some languages people love to hear Spanish or French or Italian, even Arabic. But some languages are harsh, and German is a harsh language. You know, German is like schlocken, flock, flock, schlocken, you know, and you're like, whoa. And we were checking into this hotel. We had just arrived, and we were checking into the hotel, and this young lady was behind the counter, kind of frail even, you know, wasn't big and anything. She was kind of frail, and just very feminine. And then when she opened her mouth, she was like, schlock, 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 schlock. And so I talked to my roadman. I said, did we do something? Did I say something wrong? And she said, no. She just said to you, how are you and welcome to Germany. I said, what? And that just cracked me up. And I started to recognize it as I was walking around. Because whenever I go somewhere, I like to walk around and get lost.
Okay. And
so I'm walking around and I'm listening to people. And they sound like they're arguing with each other, but they're not. You know, they're just talking. They're just talking to each other. And I found that to be the same in Japan. Same kind of thing. The language is very harsh. Very, very harsh. So, but those are fun facts. You know, you go to these places, you bring them your music, and they accept your music, and as a result, they accept you. And it just becomes just a beautiful, beautiful situation.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just great how that works. You know, it's just amazing how that works. Music is a powerful language.
Yes.
And if not used correctly or understood correctly, can really cause a lot of damage.
Yes.
Big so what time. Do you say about what do you say about that?
Well, because it is used, you know, I always say you can make love or war to music. Music is used for both things. And what I say is, unfortunately, sometimes the wrong people are in control of the music and are in control of how it's distributed and who listens to what. And then they can manipulate people, you know, either in a positive or a negative way. But, you know, when I say make love and war to music, you know, of course, music can put you in the mood to make love for sure. But also, music can put you in the mood to grab that pistol and go pop somebody. Unfortunately, as you hear with, you know, several of the hip hop songs, you know, the guys be, you know, getting high, listening to this music. Now they ready to go shoot somebody, you know, because they done heard just hammering into their head. All right, we're going to blah, 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 blah. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to get that so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. And you keep hearing that, then that's what you're going to do. You're going to do exactly what it says. So it's a powerful, potent tool. And unfortunately, a lot of times it is, you know, abused. It is abused.
Yeah. Without doubt. Well, I am so glad that you broke this thing down tonight, because, you know, there's a lot of people that we look at music, but I don't think we realize just how powerful music is. So yeah. Are you going to bring back the 8-year legacy that you started? Are you going to have that again?
Yeah, actually, I was in talking with some people maybe in November about a return of the West Oak Lane Festival. And we're looking at possibly towards the end of 22 or the spring of 23. It's going to start off with just one night, but it'll be a strong night and all day and all night, really. But I was really glad to be in that conversation and be part of that committee to bring it back. So keep your ears closed. But now, since we're cool, I'll just let you know. I'll give you the scoop.
That's right. Because everybody knows Lovely going to tell it.
That's right. That's right.
Front and center. Because it's just something about the live experience that just has that adrenaline. And it's like when you have the adrenaline of the people and the passion and the energy of the musicians and the audience just go back and forth. Yes. It's just such an explosive experience, a bomb-filling experience that's one you would not want to be afraid to be in.
That's right. Or you want to get as much as you can. You want it all in you, on you, about you, because that's the kind of thing you do want to be wrapped up in, that feeling. because it's a very strong feeling as well. You know, a lot of people confuse the fact, they think when you're feeling good and peaceful that you're weak. That is the total opposite. When you're peaceful and feeling good, that's when you're really strong. That's when you're really strong, you know, because you don't have all that tension in your body working against you, all that stress. Stress makes you weak. Peace makes you strong.
Amen to that. Now, you just basically explained to everyone why music is something that I must have around me at all times, because it keeps this beast down.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps everything calm. It's like, okay, the world is crazy, but the music got me. So it's like, it keeps me in place, grounded. I don't have to be, you know, whipped back and forth by what's going on outside. I don't have to be derailed from the situation,
right,
sounds that's in my head or around my head. You can just find some quiet place and find your music, because your music is there. I like the way you said during earlier when we spoke, you said, we are music.
Yes. It is such a part of me, you, and anybody who's conscious of it, you know. And our body is full of music. Our heart beats like a drum. We walk in a particular rhythm. We speak in a certain tone. You see, our whole body reflects music or music-related actions. And that's no mistake. That's no accident, you know. We are truly walking and breathing music, and it's such a beautiful thing when you recognize it. I'm never bored. I never can sit around and say I have nothing to do, because if nothing else, I'll beat out a rhythm, beat out a tone, and hum a tone or something. Next thing you know, it's a song, you know. So it's just a beautiful thing.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm so glad.
So glad. Yes, that breakdown is just phenomenal. So again, you're going to be at Jazz on the Pike.
Right.
Anyone know, the new place to be is Jazz on the Pike in Clifton Heights. It's that grown and sexy atmosphere where you can just get cozy, you know, get dressed up if you want to get dressed up, get some good eating, and be in an environment that takes you away from the environment. It's like you can walk into a time and it becomes somewhere different. And then you'll have music like this for pioneers, icons such as Mr. Warren here, that will be there to give you such a delightful taste of
Well, I appreciate, you know, those words, but I do hope people feel as good as I feel when I'm playing it.
Can't help it.
Knocks me out. It knocks me out.
If they know like I know and heard what I heard, they definitely going to be excited about what y'all have to bring. So I appreciate you coming through. I know you did tell me you have a gig to do. So I am not going to hold you any further, because I know people are going to be ready and awaiting your arrival. So listen, guys, don't forget, him and his band, Mr. Warren, will be at Jazz on the Pike this Thursday. And you'll be able to hear more about that in a few. So again, is there something that you want to tell your audience or shout out to anybody?
Yes. Never back down. Never back down. And be thankful for things that you don't even realize you have until you don't have them. Be thankful. Believe me. Very important.
Very important. And I love those words that you know, you really left us with some powerful stuff tonight.
Oh,
all in the name of music. Like, who would have thought you can get so much life experience and lessons through music?
Yeah, and that's why I say life is music. But you know, it was interesting. This is nothing that I'm trying to do, or nothing that I'm like doing on purpose, so to speak. I'm not like sitting around the night before and say, well, let me say this and those. You know, it's like, it just flows, baby. It just flows. And so if anybody can make sense of what I'm saying and then apply it, in for a beautiful time. That's all I can say.
For sure. Is there an album coming, record coming, something coming soon?
Yeah, we'll be coming out with our ninth recording in April of, no, not April, August of this year. August of this year.
So 2022 has an album for you? Really?
That's right. That's right.
So that's another flag on the field, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know about that. They didn't tell me, guys. They didn't tell me.
Some surprises.
And you know what? I'm glad that you said surprises, because I've always been pressing and pushing to everyone to understand that 2022 is going to be about surprises.
Something uniquely,
respectfully, purpose driven, and solar energy. It's going to be
a good time.
It's going to be 2022. It's going to be great, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go. And now that I know that album is coming, I'm going to hold on to that. All right. So thanks again for coming through. I appreciate you.
Well, again, I just want to say thank you.
You are welcome. The pleasure was mine. Trust me. I am the one who's grateful here. Don't you see these cheekbones making me look like a China doll? So again, thank you for coming through and accepting the invite. Oh, you're going to see me Thursday. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go. Say it again.
Okay. I was wondering if I froze up again, but I enjoyed our conversation. Thank you very much.
Yes, we have the best conversations, and we will have more to come. And if anybody knows, I'll let you know. This is the gentleman to sit down and talk to. You know how you have some people that you can talk to, and they can answer your questions before you even knew you had a question?
Yes.
And that was the conversation we had today. So I want to thank you for that. But meanwhile, I want to let you know that Mr. Andre Friedman just came in and said hello.
Oh, cool. What's happening?
The musician, the philosopher is what he called you.
Yeah, cool.
He said that stress makes you weak.
That's right.
Peace makes you strong. And I want to thank Verly Boo for coming through. Everyone's coming in the house now. They must have heard that you're here. So everyone is coming through and saying hello. And we want to make sure we tell you guys hello again. And that Mr. Warren is still around and basing. I like the
You know it. Like we used to have this saying on the corner. Who you basing at? You know what I mean? Well, I'm basing at everybody now, but in a good way.
And that's the part that we want everybody to see and understand. You don't have to run away and play around this way. There is a different side of this thing.
That's right.
And a different side is just let the music speak for you. I remember when I didn't know what to say, I would send it in a song. Or if I was nervous to say it, I would send it in a song because I didn't know how it was going to come back or how it was going to be received.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong when you got a straight song.
That's right.
Words or no words even. Sometimes it just hit different just when it don't get a word.
Just the music, baby.
Y'all heard that country jazz? That country jazz blanco he just did. I think we're going to come up with a new language. You're going to call it the Warren language.
Well, you know, my grandchildren especially, they always, you know, I'm calling, what's up? Well, who's that cat? What's that? And I said, yeah, can you dig it? I said, you got to dig it to dig it. They said, Papa, what you talking about? I said, man, come on, you know. But they, you know, it is another language because it kind of reflects what's going on inside, you know. And I just feel so good, baby. I truly, truly believe in the pleasure principle. And I just feel good and extremely grateful that I'm here and not doing 45 years in Greater Void. You know what I mean? I am so happy.
to wake up at every morning and know that you could have been somewhere else other than.
That's right. That's right. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. Not one bit, you know. But I'm going to have to hit. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you in person.
Definitely. I'll be the one in the front going, woo, woo, woo.
All right. All right. I'm going to point my bass right at you.
And I believe your bass will agree. Say, oh, yeah, that's all right there. It's gonna be the antenna. It's going to be like, beep, 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 over there, over
you
there.
You know it. You know it.
All right, you have a good experience tonight.
Thanks,
and
baby.
We will see you on Thursday Jazz on the Pike. So everybody stay back with us. We're going to give you some more detail about the Jazz on the Pike in just one moment. Again, Mr. Warren, thank you so much for spending
thank
some time
you.
With us.
All right, baby. Take care.
Take care now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Jazz on the Pike.
Illusion. 403 West Baltimore Pike, Clifton Heights, PA 19018. Reservations are recommended.
Hosted by Andrea M. Jackson.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. I said, Shala. Come on, y'all say.
So belated and so excited about the experience that we just had. It's nothing like having company sometimes, you know what I mean? Especially when you have company of good people that also is on the same page as you are. And you guys thought it was just me. So, I tell you, I feel so wonderful knowing that we all have that same understanding about music and how music is the heartbeat of us all. But we just have to understand the beat that it's given us. You know what I'm saying? So again, we want to thank Warren. And yes, this Thursday on Jazz on the Pike right there on Clifton Heights, a different experience, wonderful experience. And $15 is the cover charge and masks are required. So make sure you come on through and they got some good eating too. Yes, I do like to eat. Especially with some good food, good company, and great music. I'm telling you, you're going to want to have a place to go on Thursday nights. That will be the place to be at. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to keep this jazzy afternoon with Lovely because, you know, I like to give you some lovely tunes to go with your afternoon brunch. So since we're having this moment, I thank you for coming through and enjoying this moment. And for all of y'all that missed the video earlier, I think I'm going to play it back for you again. This is Mr. Warren and his band, who will be featured on Jazz on the Pike this Thursday. We'll be right back. exciting night and evening this Thursday. You know, he spoke about some real powerful things that we were able to take away with today. And I hope that you all was able to get that moment of where he was going with music. When you have a musician that has the same passion for music, it changes your life and it gives your life a different beat. You kind of walk different when you have that mellow and that contentment and that discipline that comes with music. As he said, he's playing with steel wires. Some of our lives, we're playing with steel heart strings and we get some bruises along the way. And after a while, you don't feel those bruises anymore because your skin is toughened up so that you can still continue to go on. But you no longer feel the pain and the pain becomes pleasurable. Yeah, someone said, it hurts so good. They may not have meant that when they said that song, but you probably get the point that I'm making with that. So sometimes you just have that song, right, that hits different when it's an instrumentalist playing it for you and you know the words and make you sit back and think about what are they saying. So Lovely always says, did you get the message or was you just caught up in the beat? So with this next one I'm playing with you is coming from Jillian Vaughn. And Jillian Vaughn says, can you stand the rain? Thank you. Yes. Can you stand the rain? Good question, right? I remember it was a good one of these good old movies that I was watching. And that was one of the songs they played at the end. He was trying, she had messed up. Yes, will you believe it? She messed up and there was a movie about it. And she was out in the rain and she was singing to him, trying to convince him to give their love a try and asking them, can you stand the rain? Can you deal with it? Yeah, we're gonna have some trials. Sometimes things is gonna not go our way, but can you stand the storm that comes with it? But it's going to be a worthwhile adventure of covering when you're in that storm. You know, not everybody can deal with a storm. But when you have somebody that goes with you through the storm, it makes it a little easier to bear. And the love that's there because they are there to support you and to help you, and vice versa, is that bond that brings us together. And I believe we kind of forgot that because we got away from the messages that were being left through music. If I can use my imagination for just a moment, you know, back in the days of slavery, the music is what they used to send messages, right? They would tell you that someone was coming, such as Moses, and they would sing it. They didn't know what we were doing. We were sending signals. But that same step of motivation is still there today if we use it and listen. There are a lot of instrumentalists, R&B singers that are out here displaying these words and messages of music. And they're giving you this pizzazz, jazzy feel about it. It's not just all jazz music. It's all types of music. Some with words, some without words. But with all of them that comes through, it's a message. And the message is clear. But you just have to sit still and listen. Let it lift you up, empower you, and rise you to the occasion. So the next time you see an artist that has taken the time to put a message of inspiration for you in your moment, remember out the kindness of their gift. They did this lullaby just for you. So love back on them. Display, download, and play their music. And if you don't know how to find them or their music, majority of these artists have .com. So go to the .com where you can find them. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take a break, for we must take and pay these bills. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network.
If you want to create a drop, release your new song with a pop, do you need an exciting intro for your video, promote your business, products, or shows, contact us for customized digital video packages. For more details, email us at tkbsds.org@gmail.com.
Again, thank you guys for joining us for a jazzy afternoon with Lovely. And we have the honor and the privilege of being with Mr. Warren Orr, who left us with some powerful things today. So make sure that you go back and you can, as the young people say, binge. You can catch the replay. You can go to our .com, tkbsdsproductions.com, and you can get the replay there where you can hear all the words of wisdom and how music saved his life. They wrote a song about last night, a DJ saved my life. But Mr. Warren said, I was supposed to have been somewhere else. As a matter of fact, I was somewhere else. But at 25, music saved his life, and his life has not been the same. It's been a wonderful ride, a ride that he's enjoying and taking his time, because he's not ready to go to the end of it because he's having so much fun getting to the end of it. Somebody going to catch that later. I promise you will. So everyone that's coming in, again, we want to say thank you. We want to say hi to George. Hello, Mr. Sticks. Thank you for coming through. I hope everybody enjoyed the experience today, but I'm not through yet. I have a friend down in Florida. His name is Mr. Marlene Boone. And Mr. Marlene Boone left an interesting question that was written by Mr. Marvin Gaye. And I believe some of us are still asking that question today. I know I am. So let's talk about it, shall we? And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marlene Boone. Some good stuff, don't you say? Mr. Marlon Boone of Florida, the saxophonist, when you get the opportunity, check out his discography. You'd be so surprised at what all he has in store for you. One of them is My Sunset. I love the sunset one. So again, this brings us to the conclusion of A Jazzy Afternoon with Lovely. We're doing things in a new way for 2022. Not only will we have something big at a solar energy, you know what solar energy is, right? That means it's big and bright. That's how we're doing it. We want to make sure that we're getting it with a nice glow, a nice shine, because you never know who's in darkness that just may need that glow to get them to the light. So make sure you're glowing, because remember, we're all in this thing together. And since you all know that we all are in this together, I'm going to call on my girls to help me close this out. I really do hope that you enjoyed the experience today. I had a wonderful time with you guys, as always. So I will see y'all next Sunday. Let's see, what will I have next Sunday? I don't know. You have to just wait and see. So I will talk to you guys soon. But before I leave, I must make sure that I show y'all why we do what we do. You know why? And I'm going to call my girls to help me tell it out, Athena and Jeanette, as they talk about how we are. What? One. Yeah, Maze did it. But then the girls came and put their little spice to it. I hope you enjoy it.
you do what's commanded of thee upon the creation of your life. You never know who you're teaching, because you never know who's watching. So whatever you do, continue to show and give.